Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. In the studio with us right now is Lockapaw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows head coach Lisa Johnson, and assistant coach Sarah Norman joins us here in the studio. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some exciting stuff. Section champions in high kick, third place in jazz on Saturday in Montevideo. Fun day, huh?
It was a blast.
It was a great day, yes.
Sarah, I love the video when they announced Lockapaw Valley section champs. I love your little dance you do.
I was very excited, to say the least.
Yeah. Lisa, what a program the Shadows have in over the last 15 years. You've been head coach. Where's this one rank?
Yeah, I told them on Saturday after they danced, they wanted to know how well they did. And I said, before we knew the results, I said, it's the best since 2011, if not Shadow's best performance in history. And so they came up with a section championship even in the same in 2011. Yeah. So good comparison.
Yeah. And we got a reminder, listeners, that section 3A in dance is by far the toughest section in the state, right, Sarah?
It is. If you can place in that top four and get down to state, you are going to probably end up being in the top six in finals for state as well. It's the hardest section to get out of.
That's right. For our listeners, let's get to know Sarah and Lisa a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in dance? How did you get to be part of Lockapaw Valley? Sarah, we'll go begin with you.
Well, I've known Lisa for a very long time. I'm not going to say how many years.
We don't want to date ourselves.
We don't want to date ourselves. But Lisa and I actually competed against each other in high school on separate dance teams. I actually have after high school, I've kind of always been around dance. I've went to the state competitions many times.
Who'd you dance for?
I danced for Montevideo. I was a gold duster.
Oh, well, that's okay.
We forgive you.
Thank you. I believe it was in either 2004 or 2005 was the first year that I came out and coached at Lockapaw. I did for a couple of years, and then I had a little break from it. I got married and had a baby and a job change. In 2013, Lisa came back to coach, and I had gotten a hold of her and told her, you know, hey, if you need some help, just let me know and I'll come help you. And the rest is history. So here I am.
Good. Do you spend more time with the high kick or jazz, or how does that work?
I do more with the high kick. Jazz, I've gotten a little bit better over the years to kind of know, like, what isn't correct or what looks different, but I'm still not at the level of this is what you need to do to fix it. So
okay, good. And Lisa, how about you? Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in dance.
Well, in high school I danced for YME.
That's okay.
I know, I'm forgive myself too. And
it's just a running joke there.
Yeah, right? It is. I think Sarah and I respect both of those teams immensely because they always can come out and give us a run for our money. So I then in 2001 was employed as a school social worker at Lockapaw Valley, and there was a job opening and for a dance coach, and I thought, hey, I can do that, and I guess the rest is history. I took 1 year off, 2012-13, I took 1 year off, and well, I'm back.
Yeah.
It was happy days when Lisa said she was coming back. So.
All right, that's awesome. Yeah, you have other assistant coaches that help you? Mention them?
Sure. Hannah Johnson, she helps us mostly with jazz. She's a former teacher in Dawson and now moved to Big Lake and is a teacher in Elbertville. And but she comes back on the weekends and helps us with jazz because, like Sarah said, we are not very knowledgeable when it comes to jazz, and we've learned so much from her. And then Alyssa Whitnable came back to help with JV Jazz this year, so that was fun to have her back. And then Carly Wager, formerly Carly Dolly, has also come back the last couple years to help with JV Kick.
Okay, good. It's always good to have a consistent coaching core, right? Consistent year after year?
Yeah, and it's so much fun to have former dancers come back.
It is a lot of fun. I actually was Carly's JV coach when she was, I believe, in seventh grade.
Yeah. Well, I interviewed Grace the other day, Lisa, and you know, first year at state was 2002.
Yes.
And she said, well, I wasn't even born yet.
Right.
And yeah. I'm going, what?
Yeah.
That was a shocker.
That ages us.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about what happened on Saturday. Just an exciting thing. 1,500 people in the gymnasium in Montevideo. That was the attendance, 350 dancers and coaches, 60 workers. It was amazing. Amazing day for you.
It was, yeah, it's always good to see it very full of, mm-hmm. of fans. I mean, that helps the girls tremendously when they get out there to dance.
Let's talk about Jazz first. They placed third behind YME and, Bold and Yellow Medicine East was section champion in Jazz, right, Lisa?
Yes.
And talk about the routine on Saturday, the Jazz routine.
They danced really, really well. Really well. Jazz is new to us. We've only been doing it for 5 years. And so every year it just gets the difficulty we bring up more and more every year. And these girls have really stepped up to that challenge this year. We have a really young team, obviously, and in Jazz as well. A young team, only one senior on that, just Maddie. And so these girls, nine girls, are always stepping up to the challenge when we give them something new. Yep. So proud of them. It was a great performance.
Is there a theme to Jazz like there is to high kick or not?
Well, you know, everyone keeps asking us about those red leotards that the girls wear. And they're formerly Benilde St. Margaret's uniforms. We bought from them used. And they won state with them 2 years in a row. Oh. And so they kind of feel like putting them on, it just helps them be better dancers, which is all in the head. But it's proven true this year. They have had some spectacular.
They have. I mean, it's one of the probably the most beautiful routines I've ever watched. Jazz was never really one of the things I ever stuck around for to watch at the state dance competition. But the last few years, just watching our program grow and watching the girls, it's beautiful, and the uniforms tie it all together.
Yeah, so. When you first see the uniforms, you go, wow.
Right, they are wow. And so we're dancing to a different version of Lean On Me, the song Lean On Me. Everyone knows that song, but it's more of a ballad or slower version. Yeah, and so it's a lyrical, and it's so technical. Jazz is so technical. Mm-hmm. You need turns and leaps, and it's all the ballet things that if you don't start doing at 3-4 years old, it's almost impossible to start when you're in high school.
That's what I was going to ask. What do the judges look for in Jazz as far as judging?
The turns and the jumps and the leaps and the difficulty of putting all that together. Is really, really what you're looking they're looking for. Yep.
Do people try out for Jazz team, or do you take your best dancers out for Jazz, or how do you form that team?
You know, well, in the last 5 years, you know, we used to beg the girls, want to do jazz. Oh. You know, 3 years ago we literally had to
force people
to try out to do varsity Jazz, and now we have a full tryout. We have girls that do just kick, but the girls that do both Jazz and kick put in a lot of extra hours.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Well, let's talk about high kick, Sarah. Let's talk about the theme of high kick.
Well, high kick this year, our theme is newscast. When Lisa and I first were approached to do a news theme, I think her and I were both under the same, how is that going to work? Because you want to have like an actual newscast in your routine. You got your opening news, your breaking news, your traffic, your sports, your weather. And so we kind of went with it. And the girls kind of got stuck maybe a little bit on music, because you got to try to figure out how you're going to run all this together. Mm-hmm. We sent in a fairly sizable list to get music cut, and he came back with a mix that was probably the most unbelievable thing I'd ever heard. I mean, it was truly amazing. I mean, I texted Lisa and I said, this is it. I mean, never before, I don't think we've ever had music cut that just ties in with what we were looking for. And uniform-wise, was pretty simple. Newspaper print on part of it, some...
And the glasses.
And they look like they're wearing little blazer-type jackets. And we had... Paul, we had you also do a voiceover in the routine, which added so much to that part, our sports section. So
I get goosebumps every time that happens, you know.
I tell some
people that, and they just roll their eyes.
No,
they're getting sick of me talking about it, I think.
I think you have to hear the whole thing, and I remember sending it to you, you know, back in March last year.
After the state tournament was done
last year. Yeah, and I remember you saying to me, like, wow, that is an amazing 3 minutes of music.
Yeah, it was.
It is.
It literally has like 15 different songs taking you through the news.
And to put it all together into, like Lisa said, a 3 minute routine, it's unbelievable to listen to.
And then the routine itself, you know, tells a little different stories, right? The how you
absolutely,
do it.
Yep.
Share that a little bit, what the stories are about.
Sure.
Like last year in the Paris thing, you made the Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
I didn't know that till halfway through the season.
Sometimes it's hard to see those things right away, but we do have an umbrella. We've got a lightning bolt. We have a tornado. We try to incorporate, you know, those parts in the weather theme. We do have my favorite part is probably in the breaking news. The girls, some of them do a lean where they're leaning forward and they have a partner that is holding on to them. It's probably, like I said, it's my favorite part of the whole routine.
Yep. And everybody goes, wow.
Yes,
and that's
they do.
During Smooth Criminal.
Yep. So,
awesome.
And we have our
great
sports
routine.
Sections. We have, you know, jumping jacks and burpees and
like a football game.
It's pretty neat.
Well, thank you for asking me to be a part of that. That was really special. I know after I was done Saturday, I go, my voice is going to be in Target Center.
I know. Yes. That's what we've been talking about for all these months.
That's good. All right. Great routines. Just a fantastic season for Shadows. What's it meant to you guys this year? I mean, you're really close with the girls, I know. Of course, your daughter, Lisa, is involved in it. It's just a they're close-knit girls, I can tell, right?
It's, I think on Saturday when we were sitting back in our room before girls were getting ready to go out, it's really one of those, we are close-knit, and it's something that I'm not really sure if I'd ever be able to quit anytime soon. You become so close to them. It's like a family. And, you know, to see how hard they've worked over the years and having the goal that they have set for them and watching them pour everything into it and truly believing in themselves that they can do it makes it also worthwhile going in. And we've always told them it's not necessarily about the win. It's about going out and doing your best and knowing that you've done your best. And the medals and the trophies are just icing on the cake for that.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the state tournament quick. Coming up Friday and Saturday, Jazz on Friday, High Kick on Saturday. Lisa, the performance order came out. Looks like, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Jazz, we are dancing sixth out of the 12 that qualified. So we'll dance around, let's see. Around 12:05, it says, on Saturday or on Friday, and then on Saturday we are first in high kick, which is scary. But we're gonna come out strong.
We're gonna set the bar.
Yes, we're gonna set the bar high. Hopefully.
I talked about that with somebody today. You're going first out of 12 teams. And is that bad or good, or don't you want that first slot, or does it matter really to the judges?
It's not supposed to matter, but
what would you prefer?
I'd prefer bottom half. So six is good in Jazz. I like that, you know, if we are first, second is YME. And that gives the judges, you know, the judges only get to compare two scores, for number one and number two. And then they have to rely on their notes and all of that. So they'll keep our score, and then they'll get to score YME, and then they can change our score and adjust YME's for us top two.
Yep.
And I think, thank goodness it's YME up there second, because they're a good comparison to us.
Yep. Yeah, when I saw that first, I said, you know, you're just going to have to set the bar high.
Yeah.
Yes. The judges see that. They'll go, wow, we don't need to see anybody else.
I mean, I guess this year has probably been one of the only years that I'm like, oh, performance order. Oh, well, we'll just deal with it. Some years we get a little anxious when you get to be that first team, but we'll do well. No doubt in my mind.
If we make finals, the top six make finals and redance at 5:15 that same day. If we make finals, then scores are completely started over. There's no carryover.
You wanna make the finals.
We'll start over with new scores.
All right. Well, I've been covering dance just as long as you've been coaching, Lisa.
Absolutely, yes.
And I thought last year was tops. And I said, well, I remember thinking this last year, how are you going to top that?
I remember parents saying that to me
about
February. How are you going to top that? And I thought, oh, geez. I don't know.
Well, I think you topped it, in my opinion.
I do, yes.
Sarah, thanks for coming.
Well, thank
hey,
you.
Before we go, you know, on the gym floor Saturday, I was watching you walk. You had these big red high heels on. What was that about, these red high heels?
Well, the girls we've been talking about, like, you know, they're news anchors and they're, you know, the boss. We've talked about being boss and owning the floor and hear, you know, I am woman, hear me roar kind of things for the last couple months. And so when I found these shoes, I thought, these shoes say exactly what we've been trying to say to the girls all these years or all these months, like, own it. And so I wore those shoes for the girls, saying, I know you can do this. If I can walk across the floor in these stiletto heels, you can dance a perfect dance.
She did have to practice at mark time, though, to make sure she was okay.
Well, they look sharp, let me
tell
you.
They were good, yes.
That was Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, I did promise to, I would catch her if she fell down.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, good luck at state, and
thanks for coming
in and talking about it.
Thanks.
All right, that's Sarah Norman and Lisa Johnson, coaches on the Lock Brawl Valley Dawson Boys Shadows Dance Team.